Who are these sons of God? They are those who will disarm the forces of wickedness and bring the creature out of bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Disarming wickedness. Sons of God are those who will show up with disarming power. They will disarm those who are in bondage and disarm cancer and disarm addictions, disarm some things. We have that power already in us. These are the sons of God. Who are these sons of God? They are those who, through an understanding of their divine nature, that they can operate like God on the earth. These sons of God exercise total dominion over all issues of life, bringing deliverance to many. To sons of God, all things shall be possible. To sons of God, there is nothing that's impossible. Sons of God won't put up with impossibilities. When somebody tells a son of God that's impossible, a son of God will say, looks like a job for El Shaddai. Sons of God don't look at the situation and say, that's an impossibility, because we understand who we are. But now you've got to grow into all of this. You've got to mature into your sonship. You've got to, yes, you are children of God right now. You are born again as children of God right now, but you have to grow into your sonship. Yes, you are a son of God right now, but you don't possess that authority of a son of God. You have to grow into that. Now let's go to Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9. Look at verse 6. Praise God. How many of you showed up to get some word this morning? Amen. How many of you showed up to take a nap? Verse 6. Verse 6 says, for unto us a what? Child is born, comma, unto us a... But now notice what happens to the son that's given. The government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Notice what happens. You're not going to have this stuff happen until you become a son. See, a child is born. We are born again as children of God. But God is not going to entrust you with authority, and he's not going to entrust you with power while you are a child. In order for you to be entrusted with your inheritance, in order for you to be entrusted with power and ability and authority, you're going to have to grow into the authority of your sonship. So maybe now we have come to a point in our lives where now we know why things are not working. They're not working because the system has never been designed for it to work for children like it works for adults. So now God is calling on all of us to mature and to mature spiritually, to grow out of the childhood, to grow from being children and to come into our sonship and to begin to operate like sons and daughters of the Most High God with the authority that has been invested in our sonship. But if we refuse to grow up, if we refuse to grow, we must grow from children to sons in order to get a hold of what God wants us to have. Now, go to Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. There's a reason why the prayer is not being answered. There's a reason why the anointing's not increasing. There's a reason why the mountains are not being moved. There's a reason why you're not having what you say, because he said you're going to have to grow into this authority. Look at verse 1, Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. Now I say that the heir, as long as he's a child. Now what's an heir? An heir is, the Amplified calls him an inheritor. The heir is somebody who has a right to receive that which has been handed down and given to him. He has legal rights to call it his own.